Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. I'll take the big one first. Let's see what this is. Judith has said, I've been following a discussion in Seven Steps of Style group about different types of feminine dressing, and I really identify with the ethereal kind, with its long lines, floaty, gossamer-like fabrics. For example, I feel most to me in a long, almost translucent chiffon skirt and sandals, or a maxi slip dress with drape. How would you suggest adapting this style to a business casual work setting, thinking ahead for post-COVID casual times? I haven't seen people wearing maxi dresses or long floaty skirts to work. I do see a kind of dramatic feminine style with dresses in stiffer fabrics, large belts and jewellery, and wrap tops in dark colours that seem too heavy for ethereal. Is the workplace more suited to the classic and dramatic types of feminine as opposed to the ethereal? What elements of ethereal might be possible to use? So when we're thinking about ethereal, we're thinking about there's a real lightness. That is the kind of defining feature. So lightweight fabrics, fabrics that drape, lighter colours as well. And so the thing is, in the workplace, to be professional, to be seen as stronger, we have to think about the yin and yang concepts. So if you are thinking about yin and yang, so yang is, you know, vertical, straight lines, solid fabrics, opaque fabrics, stiffer fabrics, smooth fabrics, straighter patterns, all those sorts of things, and darker colours, versus yin, which is this more lightweight, is this ethereal. It's curves, it's soft, it's sheer, it's floaty, it's all those sorts of things. But yin says it's more, it's very approachable, but it's not going to give you that professionalism you need in the workplace. And this is where you really have to balance your personal style, which is very yin, with what is required in the workplace, which is a bit more yang, if you want to be taken seriously. And it depends on the job, of course, and the industry that you are in, about what is acceptable and appropriate. So I would think about, well, how do I add elements of that ethereal style to my, you know, what is appropriate for my workplace. So it could be like thinking about lightweight, light-coloured chiffon blouses in those kind of curly, curvy, paisley or something sort of patterns or floral patterns. That is a piece you could wear, thinking of, but you might need to wear it with, you know, a skirt or trousers that are a little bit more yang. They don't have to be really yang, but maybe that little bit more yang. But instead of wearing maybe really like black pants, maybe you wear camel pants or something like that. Something depending, of course, on your colouring, but something that has a lighter colour. So we're bringing a bit of that yin in, but we're still bringing some structure of that yang in. So really I would be looking at, in like maxi skirts are something that is considered to be a much more casual sort of kind of outfit or dress, but it could be thinking about, well, could I do a knee length or a midi length skirt rather than a long skirt? And then have, you know, like in that sort of more floaty style, but then have the top being a little bit more yang, a little bit more structured. So it's thinking about getting that balance right for you. So there's no 100% like, you know, right way, but it's thinking about what are those elements of design that you like? What are then work appropriate? What fits in that environment? What's not going to take away your personal power in the workplace as well? As much as you might love wearing that, it may be that if you do wear too much of it, it just takes away your power and, you know, hard to get a promotion and all those sorts of things. So it depends on what you are doing, and it depends on your type of workplace, of course, too. What industry you're in, all those sorts of things really kind of impact on dress codes. But when we're thinking about dress codes, we really are thinking about that yin and yang. So if you go to that, and I've got a blog post about yin and yang and what are the elements of design of yin and yang, you can go and check that out. And then thinking about how do you use those different elements of design to communicate in your outfit, A, about your personality, but B, in a way that also works in your workplace. So there's no reason why you can't bring some of that ethereal feminine in. And this is where I'm thinking that blouses is probably the easiest to do. Even a little bit of jewelry, so more lighter weight, those sorts of things. But you'll need to bring it back with something that maybe feel a little bit more classic, a little bit more you know, more conservative, more traditional workwear. And the reason why that traditional workwear is that traditional workwear is, of course, that it is expressing that more structured, more professional, more masculine, because, of course, kind of workwear comes from the masculine dressing style and it is much more naturally yang. So that's just something to think about with, you know, with your kind of, you know, how do you bring your personality? And it is, look, it's the same sort of question for many people, that how do you mix your personality in with what is appropriate for work? And it's getting that balance to work for you. So rather than, you know, a really straight skirt, it could be a skirt with a bit of flair or something in it that gives it that little bit of femininity rather than being just straight and classic. I always think that if you go too far in the other direction, you can also feel very uncomfortable. So it's getting that balance right. Hopefully there's a few ideas there to help you think about how you want to incorporate your personality into what you get to wear to work. Next question comes from Ingrid. My dilemma is, I've been told I'm a spring and a summer. How can I be both? My colour is much like yours, light complexion, blonde hair, and my heritage is European. Please advise. Now, without seeing you, I can't tell if you're warm or cool, but you can't be both warm and cool. So I would suggest that possibly the systems that you have been analysed in didn't have an option for you, which is why you ended up with two different results. So sometimes too, it is the skill of the person doing it and what they're looking for as well. So that would be something. So, I mean, I do online personal colour analysis if you want me to check for you. I am cool. I am not warm. So it is something that I think, you know, one of the things you could do is if you look at all the colours you own, you know, take photographs of yourself in, you know, warm and cool colours of the two palettes you have and see which you prefer. That's going to give you the indicator of what is actually really working for you. If you ever think I need a tan to wear this, that tells you that's not the right colour. So if ever you're, you know, you're thinking that I can wear that in summer when I've got a tan, it's probably not the right colour because what the tan is doing is stopping you look so washed out in it. So therefore, it is not the right colour and you're always going to look better in the colours that are of the right undertone for you. So without actually seeing you, hard to tell, but there are a lot of light, different light and warm or cool options. So there is, you know, something to consider there. Last question today comes from Sophie, who says, It's trendy right now, at least in the US, to wear high-waisted pants and jeans and shorter tops. So we're going back to, I think it's a kind of 80s, 90s. It's very 80s, 90s look. I've read conflicting advice as to which body shapes and proportion this flatters, particularly for O and H shapes, whether the high waist helps to hold the tummy in. So who should embrace or skip this trend? This is not the trend for O shapes at all. They are much better in a bit longer tops rather than they're kind of cropped. So, but also we want to bring those body proportions in. Body proportions are just as important as body shapes. So it depends on the length of your leg. So the high waist is very good if you have shorter legs because what it does is it gives you a bit of leg length back because you have... you can then have the shorter top because otherwise, unless you're someone like my daughter who's happy to show her midriff off because she's got a great one, you know, most of us feel like I don't want to have my stomach on show. So a high waist is great. Usually it's often better too for X shapes and A shapes and H shapes because when you have that curve into a waist, you then it's actually more comfortable rather than trying to hold something, you know, like so pants or a skirt on lower down, which it tends to slide down, actually means that you often get a better fit if the garment is fitted properly. Now remember that when they're making these things, they're not making them for your particular shape, so they may not have enough you know, they may not come in enough for you and you might need to put an alteration in to get the waistband fit correctly. But if we are thinking about this, it generally is a more flattering trend on those shapes that have a defined waist. Also, if you have shorter legs, it makes your legs look longer. It means you can expose more of the leg. And it kind of balances out the longer body and shorter legs because you've already got a longer body usually when you've got shorter legs. That's how we've got those proportions. So if you are more longer legs and shorter body, then I would say that this is a less great trend. I generally find mid-rise is better than a high rise for longer legs, shorter body, because what we want to do is we want to actually elongate the top a bit to balance out the legs. Otherwise, we can look really boxy in the top. So when we are thinking about this, with body shapes, it is better for a more waisted shape. But we are thinking really body proportions here. So if you do not want to cut your body, what a waistline is a horizontal line. If you do not want to cut your waist off with a horizontal line and draw attention to it, this is not the trend for you. So if you have a tummy, it's not the trend. What it's actually going to do is emphasize your tummy and make it look larger rather than smaller. You are better if you have a tummy to wear your tops a little bit longer. So in fact, the best point to end your tops when you have a bit of a tummy is just past the peak of the tummy. You don't want it all, you know, too far down, but just past the peak of the tummy can be good. But of course, body proportions really come into this. So this is about how long your legs are. So if you have longer legs, then you want actually longer tops to balance out your longer legs because you have a shorter body. So therefore, the cropped and the short is not as good for you as having something that little bit longer. Often it's just down to the hip bones or slightly lower. It doesn't have to be very long, but it's amazing how much this kind of difference can make in what it looks like proportionally. And proportions are really important. They're that part of the dressing that's part of kind of nature, that everything in nature is created in this Fibonacci sequence that you may know of, that, you know, fern fronds, snail shells, snowflakes, everything. Like, these are everywhere. This little proportion is everywhere. And when we dress in this proportion, which is, kind of a 2-3 or a 1-2 proportion, it is always more flattering on your body because we find nature beautiful. Therefore, we find when we reflect this in other elements that we create, it is also more beautiful. So I would say that if you are an H or an O shape, definitely an O shape, avoid this. With an H shape, unless you have you're a short-legged H shape, I'd also say on the whole, be very wary with this. With the really high waist, go for more a mid-rise rather than a high-rise. I know it's very trendy right now. It suits our X shapes and our A shapes and our H shapes much more than it does suit our H and O shapes. So it is something, look, and the other thing to do is play with it, take photos, see if you like it or not. So always remember that in fashion there are extremes, and you don't have to go to the extremes like the extreme low waist or the extreme high waist. You can go to the middle in between, and it can still be within the kind of overall silhouette of what is currently in fashion without having to go to that extreme. So I would recommend, you know, trying some things on, but you might go, rather than really crop, just dropping it down a couple of inches is going to make a big difference. I always think people tend to look best when we have a short proportion and a long proportion, but they're both vertical rectangles. If your top is wider than it is longer, it'll make you look broader than longer. So it depends, of course, on your body shape and all those things, but if you are more HO shape, generally not the trend for you, but it is working out how you can have that similar silhouette without going to the extremes of that trend. So I hope that helps you. Of course, please do keep sending me your question, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I'll chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.